I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
And this is
Amazeballs. Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. Life is unfair, so I just stare at the stain on the wall where the TV been. But ever since we've moved in, it's been empty. Why I'm in this room. I've made so far. Great on a curve, and you'll observe I'm right below the horizon. Yes, no. Yes, no,
maybe.
Could you repeat the question?
So, these are the immortal words of Malcolm of the Middle.
In the Middle.
We're watching Malcolm in the Middle.
Here at Amazeballs, we are wrapping up the sitcom list with a early aughts, as early as you can get. This is 2000. Mm-hmm. Classic.
I'm just going to say it right away. I think this one made me laugh the most out of all of them.
I think it made us all laugh the most out of all of them.
I don't know about that.
Okay. You might like Seinfeld more.
I laughed more at Seinfeld.
Yeah, but this one has so much absurd, irreverent humor. It's so good.
Does that mean there's a 9/11 Malcolm episode?
Nope. No. So not every
sure is
show
not.
That was on had to do a 9/11 episode by law.
What city is this set in? Do we know?
I don't know if they...
Did they not say?
Can we look that up, Justin? This is your episode. Let's find that out really quick. If I were to
not New York, obviously.
I would say, like, Wisconsin or something, just like that 70s show.
Yeah, it definitely looks Eastern American, like, Northeast area.
Yeah, there's a bunch of trees around. It's a suburb. They're playing street hockey. That's kind of fun.
Is it?
Way to throw a stick in front of my roller skates, Mr. D. No,
can't
Ding
relate.
Daddy.
I'm sorry.
You never played out in the street?
I did, but not like street hockey for like 2 inches. Street hockey.
Okay.
There's not even enough room. Like, get your rollerblades going.
A fictional, non-specific location in America, Tri-County area.
Tri-County area. That's what you always hear on the TV and radio and stuff. Okay, so our first episode, Malcolm wants to learn how to skate. The only way his family will allow that is if...
You made the joke, it was like, oh, he can't afford skates because he's poor, but that's not why...
Not at all. I forgot the premise of this episode.
It's not why he doesn't have skates at all. In fact, whenever he says he wants skates, his dad buys him a sick pair of rollerblades.
Ooh.
He had these already, right?
No.
He went and bought them.
I think he bought
them. He had to wait because... He said it was a child, you grow in sizes so quick.
Yeah, you're right.
And roller skates, they adjust, but they can only get so, like, variable. I say skates, quads. I'm a fan of quads, but these blades, they got metallic gold and they're white. They're like White Ranger, Power Ranger themed skates. They're sexy. But you have to take lessons from Hal in this family.
Every time he asks his two older brothers who've gone through it before, one of them says, I don't want to talk about it. It makes me cry. And the other one just goes, is talking about their survival weekend at their military school.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, nothing that you're talking about could be worse than mine. And he's like, well, I was thinking about asking Dad of skating lessons. And he goes, ooh.
Yeah.
Just get it over with.
Rip the Band-Aid off the groin is what he says. So, out of all the sitcoms, this one, what do you think about the characters? Pretty easy to get and read?
Yeah, there were a lot of them, but their ages and their general attitude kind of set them apart pretty well.
Yeah.
It's mostly just one family, too.
More characters get added, though, to the later seasons. Like, there are some weird tertiary characters, like Malcolm's teacher, Lois's co-worker.
Their grandma.
Oh, the... Yeah, and Lois knows all these, like, cool indigenous dances, and, like, I don't remember where she's from, but they go to, like, one of her cultural celebrations with Malcolm, and he learns about their family heritage. Francis is one of the weirdest parts of this show, in my opinion.
Yeah, they don't get into this in either episode, but Malcolm is a literal genius.
Yes.
Oh, like, in everything, or just, like, school?
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just has a very high IQ. That's kind of the premise of the show. He's the Lisa Simpson of this show.
Oh, yeah, I did not get that.
Yeah.
It's because it's not really, like, a thing. It comes up pretty often in the show.
In the school episodes.
In, like, the episodes where he's, like, in school or whatever. In fact, there's, like, an episode where he's, like, afraid to show off how smart he is to his family because he doesn't want them to view him differently.
Oh, the family picnic episode at the school. It's really good. So that's kind of a running theme. Everyone in this family almost is a genius.
That's something or other.
Yes, Reese is a genius at cooking. Francis? He might not be a genius.
Yeah.
He might just be normal.
Mm-hmm.
He has high luck. I'll give him that. Like,
yeah,
he has super
He's
high
good
luck.
At pool.
Yeah. Dewey is like a musical.
For sure.
But also a savant at a lot of things. Like, he builds a Lego city the size of their living room one time.
With Hal.
Yeah, Hal encourages the family. And we see in the second episode how that can be both a positive and a detriment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need the Lois if you're going to have the Hal. Because Hal lets them run free. And left to their own devices.
I think you said, Josh, while we were watching this, that they're both good parents.
Yeah, that's what that bull episode is supposed to show you, is that they have their
methods that are different, but they're both good parents.
Right.
And together, they work the best.
I mean, the mom's pretty aggressive. Like, 90s mom, they're pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I would have liked having this lady as mom.
No. This was Lois was cartoonishly aggressive, even for the time. The first episode, she gets laid up in bed, and the family kind of gets to run wild. She's either can't move in bed or on drugs, painkillers.
She refuses to take painkillers.
They have to drug her.
Because she's like, I don't want this house to fall apart because I'm loopy on pain meds.
She's the only thing holding this place together.
There's like the episode where she leaves town. And Hal reverts back to his bad boy attitude.
Oh, and he gets, like, a leather jacket. Yeah. It gets cartoonish. Mm. I I would love to rewatch this.
I mean, the skating episode is pretty cartoonish.
But the whole thing. Yeah. Okay. Like, it stays that way. It's kind of refreshing to watch, because you never know what's going to happen in this show.
Yeah, it was definitely sillier than I thought it was going to be.
You immediately were turned... It seemed like you didn't like the stick where Malcolm breaks the fourth wall.
I was not expecting it.
Oh, so we didn't talk about this last episode. It was weird. But Doug narrates.
Yeah.
And that's the first time we've run into this. Mm-hmm. Malcolm not only narrates, but he narrates to the camera in scene. Mm-hmm.
I think what threw me off the most, besides the initial react, is that he doesn't do it much.
Yeah.
Which is what was weird. I was expecting to, like, do it, like, every scene. Like, that's the thing, kind of like Doug. But, like, that I kept
Doug did it a lot.
I kept forgetting that he does talk to Marissa. What he would do would, like, freak the fuck out and be like, wait, what's happening?
Why is this kid talking to me? Did I drink too much wine? Too much booch? That's what happens when you drink too much, Josh. The TV starts talking to you.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you can hear the TV whenever people are talking.
Sure.
Yeah.
Josh famously doesn't drink, and so...
I don't have sound blindness.
Sound blindness.
That's just called being deaf, right?
Well, or... And like
misinterpreting. No, not being able to tell voice.
Yeah. So not to get into that, but...
Could I tell that Dr. Evil and Adam... Adam Sandler.
Could you tell the difference between Dr. Evil and Adam Sandler playing Dr. Evil?
I think so.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see Sandler and anything battling Michael Myers. Oh, I kept seeing a holiday. It's the holidays while we're recording this. I kept seeing a commercial this last weekend, and it kept showing Christmas movies, and one of them was that fucking Hot Cocoa scene from Polar Express.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's a nightmare.
Speaking of holiday things, most sitcoms have, like, a holiday that they do really well. Like, Bob's Burgers really goes all out on Thanksgiving.
And Halloween. They do a lot of them. Christmas, they do well.
What does Malcolm do?
Malcolm in the Middle doesn't really do the holiday. Like, I can't think... I'm sure they have holiday episodes.
Yeah.
But I can't think of one that sticks out.
No. They did their own thing.
That's weird. That seems like a fan would be able to do good holiday episodes.
Yeah, but
like,
he's
you know,
right.
The dad goes nuts, the Christmas decoration... He makes like a really
like I
big
said,
tree.
I'm sure they're there.
Something.
None of them come
but
to mind.
None of them
though.
Come to mind.
Like every
I think
other
of, like...
sitcom, they stand out. And this one, they kind of go all out for almost every episode, is the difference.
Yeah.
Like the set pieces they'll design for some of these are fantastic. Like,
is this a real house or a set?
This is a real house, okay. Right?
I think so.
You should look that up. Maybe it's on a sound lot, but they have a front to the house, they have a backyard sometimes. They have a shed that Hal sometimes works in.
Pretty sure it wasn't.
But it's kind of like that 70s show where I think it might be on a sound lot instead of an actual street. It's really hard to tell in these kind of things. Because sometimes they'll build entire street sets for movies and shows. It does seem like a real street.
Real house.
Yeah, okay. It does seem like that because there's a lot of trees on set and sometimes they're like playing in the street. Yeah.
Yeah, that front yard was way too involved.
Interior, including the backyard, were filmed on a soundstage.
Okay.
But the front is a real house.
But the front...
That's how they do it.
Yeah. Interior shots were a real house.
Interior and backyard, soundstage. Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
How does filming for work? You film a bunch of front yard scenes for different episodes, and then you film a bunch of interior...
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And if you want these, like, beautiful fall scenes, you film them all in one day. And that's why the 7th or 8th episode, the kids start to look a little younger in the opening to the episode than the actual episode. Like, that stuff you notice from sitcoms, that's a really good point, Josh. Because a lot of seasonal episodes will have outdoor scenes, like Friends did. And I remember other shows, they'd, like, go to the park and stuff in the fall. And it would always be like, oh, wow, we're outside, finally. Like, it feels weird in these shows. There was the school set, because Hal goes there at night, and he's skating around to Dancing Queen. The original songs were still in Malcolm in the Middle when we watched it tonight.
Yes, they were.
Did we have to pay for it? the episodes, like, individually, or were they streaming?
Okay. They were just streaming.
That's awesome. Disney Plus. This is one that has a lot of really good music in it that's hard to get the rights to.
Opening, very classic.
Oh, with the
I knew the Malcolm in the Middle opening before watching this.
The first episode you chose when he asks Hal to teach him to skate, and they're at the breakfast table, and Hal turns towards him.
The lights go down.
Yeah. It's a classic meme at this point. Have you ever run into that one online?
I haven't, but I could absolutely see it being a
Because it's like when your kid asks you about so-and-so, and right, you turn,
it gets dark.
Tell me about Warhammer, Dad, is like a classic one or something. Like, okay. Tell me about...
For me, it'd be a One Piece.
Or am I old enough to read Berserk is a really classic one. And it's like the lights dimmed out. Yeah. really good episodes. The second one is a Sliding Doors episode. That's a reference to a classic movie where this is the same premise. Like, what if two different timelines?
Oh, okay. This is a little jarring at first.
Yes.
To watch, because you see side pretty much the whole episode.
Mm-hmm. I love how this is filmed, though. Like, one set of them will walk in, and they'll walk away.
Yeah, those were cool. You see the other set also in the shot.
And the camera will pan back, and they'll walk in. It's beautifully shot. Like, this is a well-written episode. Mm-hmm. I hope it won some awards. But this shows the difference of what if Lois took them to the bowling alley versus what if Hal took them. Mm-hmm. And at first, you're Team Hal all the way. Like, almost till the end.
I think Team Hal was, like, best overall.
Yeah. But not best outcome for Malcolm.
Except for the Dewey. I feel like... well, I don't know.
Dewey
like
won both ways.
Dewey won both ways.
He won better in the Hal time.
He had, like, the best night a kid could have in the Hal time.
Because he was, like, making like, s'mores. He ordered pizza.
He had, like, four cans of soda. And was
it was the mom time. Right, because Hal was at home.
The mom timeline.
Yeah, that was the mom timeline, because Hal was at home.
Lois, we'll call it.
Yeah, Lois and Hal.
You know, there's an episode of, like, Rick and Morty like this, and I can't watch
it. But they split it way more than two.
That's why I can't watch it. It's too many.
But it's not the whole time. It's
I know.
Like, the end bit.
It's way too anxiety-driven.
Do you feel like you have to pause and, like, look at everything that's happening?
And, like, rewind it and
I
watch
might miss
one,
something,
and then rewind it and then watch two, and then rewind it and watch three all the way through.
I bet they made, when they did that big, like, 50 split, they made different changes.
I'm sure they did.
And everything.
Yeah.
Hal's really cool. And he's like, just like drops them off and goes to bowl his own
game. Opposite side. He's like, I don't want to step on their toes.
Lois is like, who's chaperoning this? Nobody? I guess it's
me. She makes him share a pair of shoes because she doesn't have money in her wallet. Because
Hal stole it.
And then it comes to the Hal timeline. And it's like, God, I took this from your mother's wallet this morning. And I was like, oh my God, it's like the same timeline. But split two different ways. It's so genius. Hal is bowling a perfect game. That's his entire through line.
But because he's bowling a perfect game, he gets like superstitious. So every frame, he does like something stupider.
He adds like a new thing to it.
He says phrases and does, moves around.
The first thing he's like notices that he like took a sip of his soda and swished it around his mouth and like cricked his neck. And so the second time he does that again. And the joke is that as he continues
it snowballs
mm-hmm. because he like...
Gesundheit. And then he pulls his fly down and he scratches the back. Yeah. By the end, he's got a perfect game going. Would you do this if you got a perfect game going? Just to honor this episode? Because Justin is a vehement bowler.
I do love bowling.
Yeah.
I'm in a league.
Yeah. Would you do this?
I recently had my best series ever.
Ooh.
A 600 series.
You bowled a 600 game? That's two perfect games. No.
It's all three games of one night added together.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It was a 600.
Hey, you got... Over 200 a game average? That's really good. Congratulations. In the lowest timeline, both boys are failing hard.
Yeah.
Reese. Let's talk about this.
In the lowest timeline, Reese gets saved.
Okay, so in the Hal timeline, let's talk about the Reese joke.
Yeah.
Because it concludes in this one.
Yeah, he gets to tell his joke.
God. Imagine you're on a
Cause at
beach
first,
with
in
a salt
both,
spray in your hair.
In both timelines, the girl that they're both interested in...
Goes for Reese
at first.
He's the older brother.
Because he's older and she seems older.
And he's a little cooler, probably, looking than Malcolm. Like, at first glance, I mean...
He's definitely taller.
And he also comes across as like, oh, I'm kind of his hero. So he's speaking himself up.
Sure.
But he spits in her face and then messes up her hair.
And then, the joke is like, how would you like to go on a nice beach walk with the cool breeze in your hair and the
salt spray in the ocean on your face, blah, blah, blah.
And he just spits in her face and messes up her hair.
Oh, it's real cringe.
It's bad.
In the Lois timeline, he keeps trying to tell her this joke, but Lois keeps saving him.
His mom keeps interrupting
him. Plucking him from the edge of disaster.
Until he finally has a chance to say it, and then he's like, you know what, this isn't a good joke.
Still doesn't work for him, because he's an asshole.
Because he's an
asshole. Malcolm is pulling the worst game of his life. He needs those inflatable bumpers.
He's like, even with the bumpers, he's not doing well.
You've hit 5 pins since you switched to Connie's ball. Everyone's making fun of him. It's the worst night of his life. He is like, you want to see a strike? You want to see one? He runs up to the pins, throws it. How many takes must this have taken to, like...
To miss
5 feet away. This is so good. Everybody's chanting, Connie. And Lois is just like, bowling's over.
Yeah.
And shuts the lane down. And is like, I'm taking everyone home. Including you older men.
In the Hal timeline, Malcolm's actually doing well.
With the girl.
With the girl. And bowling.
Yeah. He goes behind the lanes, which is a fucking death trap.
He should have died in this episode.
Recently. In this timeline, Malcolm gets torn into bloody ribbons. He's almost about to score, though. She's like, hey, I think you're pretty cool, and blah, 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 back and forth. They're about to kiss, and his jacket gets caught in the machinery.
And of course, they're on the lane.
The Widowmaker.
That Hal is about to...
The Malcolm Mangler is what they call them. And
they were very dangerous. Which is why they switched to the string method. It's much more manageable.
And you know what?
Not as dangerous at all.
And it totally doesn't matter. Like, score-wise. They've done the research.
I definitely had some shots where I wouldn't have gotten it.
You think the string whipped it around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
So it's actually in your benefit, is what you're saying. Yeah. Like, pro-string. If it's not mangling teenagers, we can have string bowling alleys, and it's a small price to pay for less grown-ups with hooks for hands, because they interned in a bowling alley in the summer.
That was my first job, was being a pin jockey.
And you're missing, like, both your legs and an arm, and they're all hooks.
Did you realize it was dangerous back?
No,
they didn't tell him. That was Roswell, right?
Mm-hmm.
I loved it because I was all in
on bowling as a kid.
Yeah, you could see it was dangerous in this episode. It's all gears. Like, he gets pulled, thrown down, and to add insult to injury, Hal bolts it right into his lower back.
You'd go to the hospital. That would cause some damage.
You'd be peeing blood for a while if you took a bowling ball to the kidneys. Ooh, especially if it was a perfect game ball.
Yeah.
Like, it would have, like, 7-10 split some of his, like, spine.
Hal would have been less worried about the perfect game and more worried about his kid.
At that point, he's like, blood, dad.
He didn't realize it was Malcolm at the time.
No, he didn't know what was going on.
He just knew it was some
on.
Kid.
Ruined his game.
They didn't let him just try again.
Nope. They get thrown out, basically.
They get thrown out with Lois as well.
Well, the Lois timeline, the girl approaches him and is like, hey, your brother's kind of an asshole, but you're really cool.
But you're not.
You suck at bowling.
She's like, you seem like you're having a bad night. Do you want to kiss me?
Yeah. And he goes for it hard. Yeah. Like, gets her on top of the table and is making out. And Lois comes and has to peel him apart and is like, you're worse than your father. Did you like this one at the end?
I liked the second. So better than the first one.
That's what I mean. Because you said it was kind of stressful at the beginning when it split. But
it came together
in a fun way.
I got on board pretty quickly.
Nice.
Yeah.
It helped that
he wasn't like, look the camera in one dimension and not...
He looked at it both at once and was like, I hate bowling.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it cut to commercial. Would you watch more of this?
I might watch like a Best of Howl compilation or something.
Oh,
like I Howl's think
the
definitely.
I would say that's the entire show. Really the Best of Howl compilation. It's literally every episode.
Maybe I'd watch another episode. Two are like, he's the main focus.
The weirdest is when Francis leaves the military academy, and it still follows him. That was
so bizarre.
It still follows him.
Like, they cut to this brother in the military, and I'm like, what the fuck is he going? And they're like, oh yeah, he's just over here.
Well, he got kicked out of home and because just doesn't he's such family. A nuisance.
Yeah.
There's a flashback sequence in the first episode, and it's just him standing in front of a bunch of fires that he's caused in the town. Like, a cop car's on fire, a building's on fire, a porta-potty's on fire, a bridge is
fire. It's like a compilation of him apologizing. And he's also, like, very manipulative.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he needed some restraint.
Are there episodes where, like, he comes home? Yes. The holidays or something?
Yes,
there's an episode where he escapes.
Yeah. Right. There's an episode where he moves to Alaska for like 2 years. Uh-huh. He marries a woman, moves to Wyoming or something.
Some ranch. Yeah.
And is on a farm then working for German immigrants.
Huh.
And that, they keep cutting to him. Mm-hmm. There's one episode where the family visits him on the ranch.
Okay, sure.
One of my favorites is the road trip episode.
Yeah.
Where they get stuck in traffic. They get
stuck in the traffic.
Because it's all these little micro stories of traffic and what happens when there's a huge road, like, block in the middle of kind of nowhere. Okay. And so everybody gets out of their cars and has, like, picnics and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so it follows each family member.
That's whenever Lois, like, one of the few times she realizes that she makes things more difficult than they need to be.
Yeah. Even though she is a good mother, she raises the stress a lot of the time. what are some other episodes you almost picked?
I almost went with the water park episode.
Oh, yeah. Or the basketball episode, where the boys beat Hal at basketball for the first time. That's a really heavy Hal episode that you would want to watch.
I thought about doing, like, a later episode, too.
Just to show changed.
Yeah, because they, like, get another baby brother.
Oh, wow.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one episode where they finally clean the closet off the kitchen, and they find out it's another bathroom. Like, there's been a toilet in it the whole time. And so the parents keep it a secret from the kids, and it's their secret bathroom to use.
Okay.
This is another show, like in you said in Roseanne, where they have, like, a healthy sexual relationship.
Yes.
Like, they you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of nudity.
You know that Lois and Hal. You know that Lois and Hal are fucking.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of sexual tension between them. Like, the glances they'll give each other. Like, I don't like when she goes to work at, like, the grocery store.
She works at the grocery store for most of, like, almost the entire series.
I'm just saying those heavy episodes with, like...
Because she has her coworker who's, like, in love with her.
The really creepy guy.
Yeah.
When Malcolm is doing, like, house sitting, remember that one? And he finds
loses
out...
loses his cat.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's Dewey. Dewey loses his cat.
You're right. Malcolm is house sitting for the rich family, finds out they have, like, a Playboy channel, is jerking off while he's house sitting, and finds out that this couple has been filming him at their house, and he's like, oh shit, but then realizes, wait, they've been filming a child jerking off. I have them under my thumb. It's a weird episode. I think
that's weird.
That might be a Halloween one.
Maybe.
Because I remember some TPing going on in that one. Yeah, it gets weird, obviously.
Uh-huh.
They never get a computer, as far as I remember. Because they're like Roseanne, they're not very wealthy. They're pretty lower income.
Hal works at, like, some administrative job.
Does he? What does he do?
At, like, some office. He just works at, like, an office.
Yeah.
It doesn't really explain beyond that.
They might go into it once or twice, but they never go into it in detail. He has a lot of time for projects.
Yeah. There's an episode where they find out that he takes off every Friday.
Yup, and just does Hal Day. And, like, does whatever he wants.
They just assumed he was working.
Yup, and he's work. That's why he's such a happy person. Hal is an inspiration. He's one of the best characters to ever be in a TV show, in my opinion. He's a great father figure. They have, I mean, it's a comedy. It's surreal. So they have their weird quirks and, like, relationship drama. But I think it's a pretty healthy couple, him and Lois, mm-hmm. as far as you can tell. Yeah.
And they have to manage a household with, like...
maniacs. Yeah. Genius maniacs. They never move. They always stay in this house.
Sure, I believe that.
I would say yes. It makes me laugh a lot when I watch it. Justin?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Recommend? Absolutely.
Yeah. And you said you'd watch some HAL compilations?
I may watch a HAL episode or two, yeah.
Nice. Nice. Well, this is it. This is the final episode of our sitcom. We've done every sitcom. This is a list I would love to revisit in the future. There are endless sitcoms.
So many sitcoms.
And Josh, you even want to expand to soap operas.
Maybe a soap opera.
Where I would want to put a cap on it and be like one per person.
Yeah, sure.
And we do like a 3-episode arc or something. I've
never seen a soap opera, really.
Wow. Twin Peaks was his...
Okay.
Like, satirical writing of a soap opera.
Sure.
So it kind of counts. But,
yeah. Well, you know, I fell asleep through most of those.
That's how you watch Twin Peaks. Then you
end up with, like, a little everyone just talking. Imagines Twin Peaks because they're sleeping.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yep. It's like a creepypasta. Everyone's like Channel
Twin
Zero.
Peaks is different.
Exactly.
I definitely wake up every, like, 10 or 15 minutes.
What the hell is going on?
There's a little man dancing on screen.
The lights are flashing and people are talking backwards. Not a sitcom, but I would love to get to that sometimes. Aziz has asked if we'll do that one like we're doing Dexter season by season.
Sure.
No way. No. You can't. You
would a have season to do... of a... Yeah, a whole show. Soap opera? No.
You would have to do episode by episode of Twin Peaks. Like, everything gets weird. And also a soap opera, like, arc, I think. Do you have any in mind? Have you ever watched any?
Not really. My mom used to watch a lot of soap operas, but I never was, like, stayed in the room.
Like, Days of Our Lives?
Yeah,
or,
As the World Turns.
As the World Turns.
Yeah.
I would want to do, I don't know what
I
want
to do St. Elsewhere.
Yeah. Oh, the chart you showed me.
The chart.
It's connected to every other TV show in the world. I want to do the one that had, like, mermaids and genies.
H2O?
No. It was a soap opera, but it got weird.
Okay.
Justin's just like, what are we getting into?
I want to see that. That sounds cool.
It does, doesn't it?
How weird do soap operas get?
Real fucking weird. We can get into, like, international levels of soap operas.
Telenovelas and stuff.
Yeah, South Korean soap operas.
Sure.
We could go places with
I think
this.
I've seen at least one Korean soap opera.
Nice. If you want to check out that or any of our other episodes, check out us on podcast.com. We do this Amazeballs show, and we do Have You Seen, where we watch different movies that one of us has never seen.
Usually me.
And we also do What About Wrestling, where Justin and our only fan, Nick, cover different pay-per-view wrestling events. Sometimes we do crossovers. I think we're due for one. We'll post that on all channels when we do it.
Yeah, we need to get Nick to come watch The Smashing Machine.
I know.
What's a movie?
Yeah.
With The Rock.
Don't spoil it. He thought it was a porno.
Is he the smashing? It might still,
could still be a porno.
Yeah. Could still be a...
Don't want to do a porno list for Amazeballs.
No. The closest we'll get is boner comedy classics. No, those... If it's a porno, it's going to be on Have You Seen, because it's like full movie length, probably.
Sure.
Unless it's a series... Like,
yeah.
Have they ever done a soap opera porn?
I'm sure. There's like, a Days of Our Lives.
Like, As the World Yearns.
Yeah. Or... I'm sure.
Days of Our Thighs? Yeah. We could do this. We could start the world's first soap opera porn and have, like, 750 episodes a season.
Does porn happen ever? So, or is it like the end of a season?
At least once an episode.
It's just how it closes.
Okay.
Every episode, it's like full a normal penetration. It's like a normal soap opera, but every episode ends with full penetration.
Oh my god, you're still alive, doggy style. I thought you were in a coma, reverse cowgirl. Every episode. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Bye.